In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, man, you're tuned into the Archive of Social Justice for Kids. Something that we're doing, Phoenix Kalita and I, as we do this parenting thing. The 8-year-old knows that we do programs. He's like, "Yo, put me on the microphone. I gotta talk some gangster shit." That's how he says it too. And he's, and I'm like, "What you know about gangster shit?" And he's like, "Who got some gangster shit?" And I'm like, "What you know about the dog pound?" He's like, "I love Big C style." I'm like, okay, so he's a West Coast head for some reason. But so this is Phoenix Kalita and the young man on the program. And so they have a little under 30 minutes on one end, and then they come back for another 7 minutes, and in between that I'll do a little bit of news and or comment. Alright, so let's jump into that. WineCellarMedia.com, social justice for kids.
Father Teresa is my atheist, communist, socialist, liberal, asshole, racist, feminine hating, d-hole uncle.
I mean, Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that. Yeah. But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black? Yeah.
All right, so let's just dive right in with a couple of good cops, and then we'll clip out to a short break and then get in with the social justice for kids. Christopher Odom, which, and I always have to look at these because I'm like, wait, did I already cover this? And it's like, no, some of these are just updates, right? So good cop Christopher Odom is a 26-year-old, and he's no longer with the Spring Hill Police Department following an internal probe alleging he sexually assaulted at least 2 women during traffic stops in June and July. See, 2 that we know of. All right, a rapist is a serial rapist. Default. A grand jury returned indictments charging Odom with 1 count of sexual battery, 1 count of rape, and 2 counts of official misconduct. All right, he was arrested and jailed on a Monday, but Odom has since been released from custody after posting a $75,000 bond, according to jail records. Odom is a former Marine, and he joined the Spring Hill Police Force in 2013. Spring Hill is located about 30 miles south of the Tennessee Nashville capital. All right, again, I gotta check the names on these guys, because it's just like, did I see this already? What happened? What's happening?
I tell you, I think the racist garbage coming from a lot of blacks right now who are just filled with bitterness and rage is just amazing to me. It is racism.
All right, so a little black girl was excluded from a racist white soccer organization. So a 9-year-old American youth soccer organization, AYSO, was a player. Her name was Aubrey Savouche Ramos, was all set to compete alongside her Sapphires teammates in Monroe, Connecticut last weekend. Rachel Maddow will fix it with Hillary Clinton's help. She has been playing with the AYSO for the past 6 years without any problems. I doubt that. But this time, Ramos was unexpectedly pulled from the lineup by the referee at the beginning of the game, according to Phoenix Collider. The reason? Her hairstyle. The same hairstyle she's been sporting the entire time she's played with the AYSO. Braids that cascade over the right side of her face and end in plastic beads. The referee told the little girl that unless she removed the beads from her braids, she would have to sit out the game. The beads, he explained, violated AYSO rules, which prohibit players from wearing jewelry and metal and plastic hair clips on the field, but do not specifically mention beads. Her mother, Amy Savushivusha Ramos, was appalled, quote, "We go to the salon for an hour and a half. It's not as simple as pull the beads out," end quote. Adding that she felt her daughter had been singled out as the only Africanized American on the team. "The beads," Amy explained, "were not just a fashion statement. Her African-American hair is different." African-American hair. No, it's just, it's African hair. It didn't change once we got brought over here. It was already like that. So her African hair is a different texture and is treated differently than Caucasian hair. That's also, it's just European hair. Or, I mean, some Asians too, North Asians. Or a Caucasian hair. And we found a child-friendly style that allows her to play sports and still be a little girl, end quote. So, I mean, and still be a little girl, you see, that speaks directly to patriarchy and gender normativity. Like, still be femme. The mom wrote in a post to Instagram accompanying an image of her standing beside her daughter on the field. In which, going by the picture, I bet by now the comments section is probably a sad situation, because I guarantee there's just a bunch of nasty ass black men just commenting on the mother now in the picture. Guarantee you. Now, regardless, Amy offered to secure Amy's beads with a hair tie so they wouldn't flap around as much. The referee would not accept the makeshift solution, and Aubrey was left to sit on the bench throughout the game. Whether or not the tween, that's a fucking word now? Fuck that shit. The preteen, 9 years old? Wait, 9 years? I thought tween was preteen. See, little black girls have to be older, though, so that they can be, so we can start sexualized harassing them sooner. Gross motherfuckers. 9 year old child. Alright, whether or not the child was embarrassed by the move is not clear, because outwardly she handled the situation with grace and sportsmanship, cheering on her teammates from the sidelines, according to the publication. Quote, "My daughter is the real MVP," end quote, from Amy in her Instagram post. The referee's request is reminiscent of another incident this past August in which a concierge at the St. Regis Motel in Manhattan was pulled aside by her manager for having locks. The way people spell locks, they put L-O-C-S. I put L-O-C-K-S because when I see L-O-C-S, I think locks. For having locks without which violated the company's dress code. The manager asked the employee if she could unlock dreadlocks. See, now when they put dreadlocks, they put the CKS. Why drop the K when you... Alright. As the manager may or may not have known, cannot be undone. They can only be cut. After the game, confused as to how she could have accidentally put her daughter in this position, Amy and her husband combed through the AYSO handbook to see if they had missed anything about braided hair secured with beads. According to the mother's Instagram, they found nothing, so they took their complaint query to the corporate headquarters of AYSO. On Tuesday, they received a response and an explanation. Plastic hair beads are considered jewelry and are therefore banned from the soccer field, according to a publication which gained first-hand access to the email communications. Even though this is not specified in the handbook, a rep for AYSO claimed, quote, "There was no question in the national office that hair beads are considered jewelry." Amy may have her matter-of-fact answer, but she's still holding out for a more human response. Quote, "All I wanted was an apology and for them to admit that they handled it incorrectly," end quote. She also feels that this unfortunate incident, which she considers to be public humiliation for her young daughter, according to her Instagram, underlines AYSO's need for diversity sensitivity training. I ain't gonna work. Nigga, they white supremacists. And that's just not gonna change. That's what they have to be. They can't help it. They have to be that. All right, let's move it on over. Take a quick clip break. And then we'll go on over to Social Justice for Kids.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
If you don't sign up at the Wine Cellar Patreon, then you hate black people.
I'm waking up to I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up, I'm feeling my bones, and I don't make my sense.
You can contact him at the Father Teresa on Twitter.
What do you get when you subscribe to Bold Blue Magazine? How about one convenient place to keep up with state and local Democratic politics? And a place to get a local take on national issues. Plus, interesting and thought-provoking entertainment from around the world. But that's not all. When you subscribe to Bold Blue Magazine, you're helping to elect state and local Democratic candidates. And you're helping to advance state and local progressive causes. And that helps make a difference in the lives of real people in our communities. Because every dollar of your subscription allows us at Bold Blue Media to keep costs for candidate training and services ridiculously low. So that every Democrat who wants to run for office and make a difference can. Choose your subscription level and let's get to work building something great together. Subscribe today.
Wow, that is discrimination.
Nah,
coming from a black man.
That's not just you misused that word.
Raise my flag, down my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in.
Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kalita.
If it shows up.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, and 3. It looks like it's recording us. I can see the sound waves.
Yeah.
All right.
So...
hello, fans.
Hello, this is a recording.
This is a recording. We will put it up later on social media so you can listen to our... what is this? This is the...
15th recording.
The 15th. It is the 15th. The Saturday Kids Podcast.
No, just news podcast.
Just the news podcast. Social justice news on the 15th of October.
So...
mm-hmm.
We're talking about Donald Trump here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And...
oh, yes.
Do you think the police should stop Donald Trump's fans, as the parents say the police should assault Donald Trump, so they just... so the you think the police should hold down the barrier of people that are Donald Trump's fans?
I do think that there does need to be more security because some people show up who don't agree with Trump and they want to protest Trump and they get physically assaulted. They get called names and they get hit by the crowd. So it would be nice if somebody would give some of that security to protesters at Trump rallies. Those can be very dangerous places to be if you don't agree 100% with everything Trump says. Yeah. What do you think would happen if Trump became president? Okay. What else would happen? What do you think? Like, what kind of laws do you think Trump would put in place if he became president?
He would put in, okay, everybody who came from Mexico, like my friend Christopher,
mm-hmm.
those people are moving back to Mexico.
Mm.
They can't come here anymore.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that there's a bunch of people who came here from Mexico because there's a really big war between rival gangs that sell drugs in Mexico? So a lot of places are very unsafe, so people came here to try to be safe. Did you know that?
No.
So it would be very sad if we put people out and sent them to Mexico, and then they had to go somewhere where there's a gang war happening. That would be pretty terrible. Mm-hmm.
I would be one. If I was going back to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
I would be geared up with a baseball bat and knife, and whoever tried to came get me in the gang war,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, pow in the face with the bat. And you're like, ah!
Yeah, but there's so many people. I don't know if you would be strong enough, like, by yourself to stay safe.
Only if because... I was a New Yorker Master Chief.
And then, did you know that the United States government sometimes helps... Oh, I don't need that. No pop-ups during the podcast.
Oh my god.
That the United States government is kind of helping the drug war along. Did you know that?
So are we helping the drugs?
We're helping the bad guys. Yeah, because it makes us money, so we do things. The government does a lot of things that will make money. They make bad choices in the name of money.
But if I was Master Chief, you don't know what could happen. If I was Master Chief from Halo 5 before mm-hmm. he even died,
mm-hmm.
I would punch the ground and everybody would be so scared they would go flying up in the air with rocks and buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would survive the whole thing. I'm like,
so now,
So
now your friend Christopher would have to go back to Mexico. What else do you think would happen if Trump became president?
I would commit suicide because I would never want to listen to his law. Or else I would ignore his law and, like, I ain't doing this, Donald Trump. I'm gonna go back to whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other kind of laws do you think he would try to pass?
He would try... Let people smoke.
Mm.
I think that's what he would do.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the laws he said he wanted to do
what?
Is to stop gay people from getting married. So, like, a man can't marry another man and a woman can't marry another woman. What do you think about that?
So? Why is that a problem?
Why is what a problem?
Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem?
Why is what a problem?
Because...
Is it okay if two women get married?
No, like, a gay person can't marry another person?
Exactly.
That's fine. Because a woman just can't marry another woman. I can only marry men, so that doesn't matter for me.
Yeah, but what if two women are in love with each other and they want to get married? Should they be able to get married?
They should commit suicide together.
Why? That's a horrible thing to say. Why should they die?
Because they're going to get arrested for no reason.
Oh, you mean if Trump was president, they should commit suicide because they're going to get in trouble?
Yeah, if we're doing that.
Oh.
So that's what I meant. Like.
Okay, okay. But if Trump wasn't, but in general, do you think it's okay for two women to get married? Yeah? Okay.
If Donald Trump isn't president, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. So you think that people who are gay are going to be really unsafe if Trump becomes a president?
Yes.
Hmm. What about Muslims? What do you know? What do you know about Muslims?
I think he's gonna punch them and beat Muslims up.
Hmm.
Aren't Muslims black?
A lot of Muslims are black.
Donald Trump is racist, so that means he hates your colored skin.
He does.
And my colored skin, and then he hates William because he's black.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Muslims are black. There's also a lot of Muslims that are brown that come from the Middle East. So, I don't know. Do we know anybody from the Middle East? I don't know if we know anybody. But, you know, people who are brown and people who are black a lot of times are Muslim. And Donald Trump does not like them. So, what do you think we should do? What happens if Donald Trump wins? What should we all do? Because he doesn't like a bunch of us. He doesn't like gay people, and he doesn't like Muslims, and he doesn't really... He talks... He says really awful things about women.
So, if he becomes president, I would probably travel off to space and live on the moon forever.
Live on the moon forever. I would love to live on the moon forever. That would be fantastic.
So he can, like, not listen to his rule. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what you're saying. We're in space right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, take that, Donald Trump.
Okay, what about people who can't go live on the moon? What should we do if Donald Trump wins?
Make 1,000,000,000,000 space gear and let them travel off to space?
The space gear is expensive. We don't have money for space gear. What do we do?
But they can't. They can just go to a space station and get space gear. Go to a
space station and get space gear and just try to get away from it all?
There's hundreds of space stations.
What if we wanted to fight back instead of running away? What would we do?
I would get a sword that doesn't exist.
Mm.
I would have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
My sword would be a guardian sword.
Mm.
And then I give the rest of the people Nike, and then I'm 16.
Okay. So now, wait. Do you know Donald Trump is running for president of the Republican Party? Do you know the other political party we have in this country?
Hmm. No, wait. I think I forgot of what party it is.
Right, we have the Republicans and we have the Democrats.
Oh, yeah, they're Democrats.
Do you know who's running for the Democratic Party?
No.
Hillary Clinton.
Hi.
Do you know anything about Hillary Clinton?
All I know about her is that Oma says she sucks.
Oma says she sucks. She does suck. Probably not for the same reasons Oma thinks. Do you know what she said a long time ago?
What?
When me and William were kids.
What?
She said people like us are super predators. And we're bad, dangerous criminals. Because we're not white.
So she's racist too.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And Donald Trump is weird because Donald Trump is, like, on the roll with Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd rather get a duel of guardian swords and
you mean
go
to solve the problem?
Beat them up. Ooh. Because they both
mm-hmm.
suck.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I would do to them.
They do both suck.
Wait. Have any of you fans heard of Laquan McDonald's death?
Laquan McDonald? What do you know about Laquan McDonald?
So, he went to McDonald's. The police told him to drop a knife.
Mm-hmm.
He ran onto a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were chasing him, and he was on foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was shot.
He was shot.
He was shot.
Uh-huh.
And he died.
And he died.
And people that know him mm-hmm. got really angry. It's like, this is wrong. We mm-hmm. should fight against the police for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have never killed him in the first place.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that police should be able to kill somebody because they're holding a knife?
I would prefer in prison.
Prison? Okay. But here's the thing. Is it wrong to have a knife?
I guess.
You're not sure?
No.
I mean, mom carries a pocket knife, right?
Not everywhere.
Not everywhere. But if I do carry a pocket knife, should police get to shoot me because I have a pocket knife? No.
They should be able to put you in prison.
Why do I have to go to prison for having a knife?
Because they're just jerks. They're weirdos, and they do whatever they want.
They are jerks and weirdos. Because remember, Laquan McDonald, when he got shot, he wasn't trying to stab any police officers. He was walking away from them with a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
He was trying to leave, and they shot him. So what do you think should happen to police officers when they shoot people?
They should stop acting like Nazis, because don't they eat donuts? What happens if they drink all the donuts and coffee?
Well?
So? I mean, in World War II, mm-hmm. the Americans were going to have a fun day drinking coffee and donuts, but then the Nazis just stole the donuts and coffee, so that's why they had their battle in the village that day in World War II. So that's why police officers act like Nazis.
Police officers act like Nazis. Okay.
But then we're going to run out of donuts and coffee for people.
Well, you know what else we're going to run out of?
What?
Citizens that are alive, because police are going to kill us all. We're also going to run out of that. Police shot Laquan McDonald and they killed him. Even though he wasn't attacking them, he wasn't trying to hurt the police. They killed him anyway, so what do you think should happen to the police officer? Should the police officer go to prison?
I think the citizens should beat up police officers and bring them to prison. Mm-hmm. To their own prison and barbed wire their jail cell and they're like, let me out.
Oh, so we should have a separate prison just for police officers?
So then those citizens get in a big army and then, like, have their weapons ready, beat up the police officers, and the police officers are like, stop, or I'm going to tase you. Wow. And then we just, like, go in that barbed wire prison cell, shut the door, and he's like, help me. And he's like, oh my gosh, my finger got cut off.
On the barbed wire?
Yes. So then we should barbed wire their jail cells and put them in there so they don't escape.
Mm-hmm.
And we should secure the whole prison with our armor, so the citizens should have armor, and we won't give the police any armor.
Mm-hmm.
So when the police try to escape their prison,
mm-hmm.
they die because there's barbed wire all over the prison. And the citizens have armor to walk through barbed wire and not get killed.
Okay.
So they would have, like, RoboCop armor.
Okay.
I prefer RoboCop armor because his armor's made out of titanium and he can survive bullet shots.
Being able to survive bullets is very important, like, especially when you're black.
Ooh. So, like, RoboCop can just stand there and then his enemies shoot at him with guns and he just stands there and nothing affects him. And also, if a police tries to escape in a police car, the people can stand there with spike shoes and put the spikes in the ground, and then the police car will split in half.
Okay.
Because since RoboCop's armor is made out of titanium, cut in half the car. He can just stand there. It would also be funner if the people were like had Terminator.
Okay.
Had Terminator robot under.
Terminator robots underneath their skin? So they're really like robots at the bottom?
They're like.
Time
to terminate you.
So wait, what would happen if people were like Terminators and then the police tried to kill us like they did to Laquan McDonald? What would happen?
The police would lose awfully bad. The police would lose no matter what. Terminators are the strongest material. Right? Not against Arnold Schwarzenegger, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Terminator, but can defeat Terminators by just hitting them in the head.
Okay, so outside of Terminators, what do you think we could do to stop police from killing us?
Use Terminator weapons, which shoot lasers.
We don't have lasers. Me and William don't have lasers. What do you think we should do? What should we do to stay safe from police?
Barbed wire our houses and have armor to survive barbed wire to walk through it.
We don't have barbed wire, though.
Yeah, we could buy some.
You buy barbed wire?
Or we can make our own barbed wire.
Mmm.
So then we make then we can make our own armor to survive barbed wire so we can walk through it. And then I would suggest to have sniper towers with sandbags and protect civilians without barbed wire armor and sandbags. Heavy metal sandbags. So the civilians can stay there and be safe. And then we should make a bunker, and when the police try to attack with the SWATs, you would have a bunker with an SG-42 that the Germans, that the Nazis used in World War II, 1944. If we had one of those, a man operating, the police would stand no chance, because per second, the SG-42 shoots 105 rounds per second.
Okay, that's a lot.
So it's like, and the police are like, hi! So then, like, the police army's coming, and we were like, fire the machine guns, and they blast every second of a bullet. Then the police would have no chance, because they go like,
Okay.
But then it would take 2,000 police. 2,000 police.
Do you know who John Burge is?
No.
John Burge was a police officer in the city of Chicago, and they would arrest black people, and they would torture them to make them confess to things they didn't do. So, like, if the police would get a call and someone would say, oh, somebody robbed my house, and the police would say, we don't know who did it, they would go find a black person and torture that person and hit them and not let them eat and not let them drink water until they would confess. What do you think we should do with people like John Burge?
Yeah, I'd rather punch John Burge in the jaw and break his jaw forever. Oh my god, you broke my jaw! So,
what do you think should happen to the people that got put in prison because of John Burge?
We should free them.
We should free them?
We should free them, let them have their freedom, because the police are acting like such terrible, terrible effing Confederates.
They're acting like Confederates, alright.
Like, from the Civil War, I just meant to say effing Confederates. Because
That's pretty, it makes you angry, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I would want... Oh. Yeah, I'd rather hit them in the with a musket in the brain. Musket's so strong of a material, can break your skull. Like, if I were to hit you right here, you would... It would break your bone. And you would have a cast right here for three years. The musket is so strong, I could slap you and you would die.
Like, oh my gosh.
If I slapped you right here in the head, you would die in a hit. I'm like, ah! And you're like,
ah! That's very dangerous.
Yeah. That's why. That's what we should do to police. Just slap them with a musket material and let them die. Let them bleed to death. And, you know what we should do? We should act like the Union. We should have some cavalry, some civilians with muskets, shooting the muskets at the police. The police send in SWATs with shields to protect them.
Okay.
And then, like, we have cavalry with swords. And we have another set of cavalry with guns that they're so trained. The cavalry with guns are so trained. Okay. That the guy rides the horse and just shoots as he's riding the horse.
So that's how... What would happen if we just got rid of police? Do you think we could ever just get rid of the police?
If we wanted to get rid of police, we can just send them to Antarctica.
Send them to Antarctica.
With no coat or jacket.
With no coats. Oh my goodness.
And no clothes.
So you want them to die of hypothermia. All right.
Die of hypothermia is the choice.
It is a choice.
Like, I'm so cool. I'm dead. He's like, I'm done for. Oh, we can also send them and feed them to sharks without any clothes.
That sounds dangerous.
We can feed them to great white sharks.
So let me ask you something. If Trump doesn't win, what do you think is going to happen?
People from Mexico will never go back to Mexico.
Okay. But what about the people that are fans of Donald Trump? Do you think that they'll be dangerous and angry if the person they want to win doesn't win?
Yes.
So what do you think they'll do?
I think we should get our own riot shields from the police station. Riot shields are good, though.
But what if the police don't give us riot shields? Then what should we do?
We should take their handguns and machine guns and shotguns and charge in, like... We should charge in, like, Union soldiers. And beast mow them down like an assassin would from the revolution. Right. Tomahawk chop. I remember the assassin song that I like to sing. Tomahawk chop is my death blow. Like, the tomahawk can cut off your hand. And then bloodstream would be coming from your hand.
So does that mean we should work with Native American Indians?
Yes.
Yeah? They can help us out?
Because they have muskets, tomahawks, axes, and spears. They can throw a spear and hit a guy in the brain. You don't know what happens if you mess with those people. We can help the Indians, too.
Like how?
Give them muskets? The worst thing would be to help out pirates.
So, did you know, have you heard of Standing Rock?
No.
So that is a pipeline, and there's, like, an oil company trying to put an oil pipeline through there. And the native people are saying, but this is our land, and we don't want that. We want fresh water. And they're having a really big protest right now. Have you heard about it?
No. We could help the Indians and the natives.
How?
Give them spears, muskets.
Spears, muskets.
Bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Tomahawks, really sharp to cut off your hand bone, and some cavalry.
So what if we stopped using oil and started using renewable resources? Do you know what renewable resources are?
No.
So that's like, instead of using like gasoline and oil, you can use electricity, because you can make electricity from sunlight and the wind and from water and
lightning.
Probably from lightning too.
Doesn't electricity make lightning?
Yeah, it can.
Wait,
so, they're trying to put this pipeline because these oil companies want to make money, but you know why it's bad to have oil?
Why is it bad to have oil?
Because the companies that use it are oftentimes really horrible to the environment around them, and they have spills. They had a spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and it ruined the wildlife. A bunch of animals in there died. The things that people ate, and they would sell, like, shrimp and fish. It's very dangerous. Yeah.
Whoa. I mean...
And now...
Since we get natural disasters in other countries, we should go to the country where they never had, like, a hurricane, a tornado, a tsunami, a flood, an earthquake, a volcano eruption... All those natural disasters in the world, we should move to a country that never had them.
I don't think there's any country that hasn't had them. I think every country's had some kind of natural disaster. But the natural disasters are getting worse because of global warming, because we have these oil companies. And we need something better for the environment.
But then if we don't have oil or gasoline, how are we supposed to use our cars?
They have electric cars. Where instead of using gasoline, you plug it in and use electricity. But electricity you can get from wind. You can make electricity from sunlight.
But don't... What kind of cars use electricity?
I think they're called Teslas.
Tesla? Mm-hmm. What is a Tesla?
Kind of car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can find it. I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay. I prefer to have Tony Stark's armor.
That would be awesome, too.
If we had Tony Stark's armor, the police would have no chance because we get to shoot pulse blasts out of our hands and our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officers will be turned into dust and bones.
Look, see these cars right here? These are cars. I'm showing him a list of cars. These are all electric cars that you plug in and they charge.
You know what would... If cars in real life were ran by potatoes...
By potatoes. I think it would probably take a lot of potatoes to run a car, but we could use potatoes to run lights and clocks.
We have to wrap the wire around the potato and then put the battery charge on it and plug the potato in the battery charge part where the battery goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the car would be run by a potato.
Hmm. Rob, that would be kind of cool.
And then we could have a potato car.
So maybe we should spend more time getting kids to invent things that'll make the world cleaner. What about that?
I don't even know what can make the world cleaner.
Well, not using oil and coal would help.
Oh no, what I'm thinking of would be terrible.
Well, what's that?
Create a big, giant bucket and wash away everything and every litter, but then that would just cause a flood because would be 100 gallon of water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would flood, then that would be like a tsunami.
Okay.
Or a hurricane disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would just flood. And then the oceans would get deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want that because then it melts all the ice caps. And where would the polar bears and penguins live? Should we do a news story?
About what?
I don't know. Pick a topic and we'll Google it and see what we can find in the news.
And let's stop this recording and make another let's stop this one and then,
stop this one and make a new one?
Yeah. Let's say bye. Then.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for hanging out in the wine cellar.
Dint.
Dint.
Oh, no. I should have played epic music at the end.
Oh, William will put music in at the end.
William said he won't attend my wedding unless I crip walk into my reception.
We might as well hop out the pulpit and let the choir preach it. Your argument would have teeth if you would quit biting Phoenix. Try to be Finn, we can leave them slayed. Three languages, English, tea, and shade. Wine cellar to the bone gristle. We throw missiles on the warpath to make his soul sizzle. And I attack him with a fat flow. I make it dance like Hillary to get the black vote. I'm a super predator about the hilltop, so I ain't paying attention until she does the crip walk. She can study it on Lokestapedia. For now, I gotta deal with the social media. Different day, but the same turd. Corny motherfuckers wanna drag a nigga like James Byrd. With your clickbait schemes and plans. With niggas like you, who needs the clan? Something about you is seeming fake. I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade. Coming at me with your weak brigade. I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade. And I don't care what your people say. I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade. So memorize it and repeat the phrase. I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at Social Dissonance. .wordpress.com.
Turn my back away.
As far as it goes.
Pause the music. Hey viewers, what's up?
Hey viewers, what's up? This is the Wine Cellar.
Yes, it is the Wine Cellar, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, and 3.
And testing 1, 2, and 3, 1, 2, 3.
What?
We are with you today in the Wine Cellar. What are we doing in the Wine Cellar today?
Oh, what we are doing in the Wine Cellar today is we're talking about ISIS now.
ISIS? Alright. Do you have any news updates on ISIS?
Apparently, I heard of ISIS is now somewhere in somewhere by Arizona now.
There's some ISIS members in Arizona.
Now, ISIS figured out a way to break into America.
Mm-hmm.
They broke into America. And now everything is just happening.
Okay. So, what is ISIS?
ISIS is an army team that's trying to kill us good guys. So they can rule the world.
Who are the good guys?
America, Russia, Iraq.
Mm-hmm. So, how did ISIS come to be? Who made ISIS?
Apparently, who made ISIS was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. No, Donald Trump said ISIS was made by Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton, not Quinton.
Clinton. Do you think he was right? ISIS was made by Hillary Clinton? Do you know anything about that?
I don't even know if he's right. He can be a liar. If he's a liar, then he can be a jerk.
So I don't know. Yeah. ISIS is a group of radical Muslims who engage in terrorism, and they want to go back to Sharia law. They have public executions, they do bombings, things like that. But a lot of people in America are scared of ISIS because they think ISIS doesn't like Americans. But do you know what?
Hmm.
ISIS actually doesn't like a lot of other Muslims. They kill other Muslims too. Did you know that?
So, because,
yeah.
ISIS is like the Nazis, but the Nazis killed Jewish people.
Yes, they also killed Germans. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, in World War II, the Nazis are like mm-hmm. ISIS. Mm-hmm. But the Nazis got rid of Jewish people, mm-hmm. burned down their buildings, mm-hmm. killed most of the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since the Nazis lost the war and are helping America,
mm-hmm.
the Jewish population
mm-hmm.
is growing.
Mm-hmm. So, what ISIS is as a group is called extremists. And that means they have a set of beliefs and they don't like anybody who doesn't agree. So even though ISIS is a Muslim group, if other Muslims don't agree with every same part of the religion as them, they don't like those other Muslims either. And that's what happens when you're an extremist. You don't like a lot of people, even people who are in your same group. They don't like Muslims, they don't like women, they don't like Americans, they don't like a lot of people because ISIS is like that. Mm-hmm.
But then, what? Isn't ISIS supposed to try to kill Donald Trump? Because he's the one who hates them? Those Muslims?
Well, a lot of people hate Donald Trump. A lot of Muslims hate ISIS, too, because ISIS is bombing their families and hurting their families. So a lot of Muslims don't like ISIS.
And they're also taking children
mm-hmm.
and making them to fly a plane and bomb.
Using children soldiers. That is something a lot of radical groups do.
And they are also, I don't know if ISIS is going to win the war. I don't think they're going to have a chance to win the war.
Mm-hmm.
Because Russian airstrikers are actually bombing ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
So is Iraq shooting ISIS because ISIS got in Iraq.
They are.
Now they're in America, so America's on the fight.
Yes. Let's see. I'm looking at an article about ISIS right now. It says that they think ISIS is holding over 3,000 people as slaves. That's pretty horrible.
Well, I mean, the ISIS army is also growing, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a lot of soldiers, and we don't know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Until I'm, like, 10 years old.
It's going to take a while to find out who wins this one.
Until I turn 30, not 10, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna have... If the war of ISIS is over, you're probably gonna be, like, 37 or 36.
If you're 30, I'm gonna be, like, in my 60s. I'm gonna be elder.
No, just for pretend.
Oh, okay. I might be 35.
She's only 35, and I'm only 29 years old here.
29 years old here.
Just for pretend.
All right.
So then, like... ISIS cannot grow anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We should get German and French airstrikers and just bomb them like crazy.
What if we used Muslims or asked Muslims to help us fight ISIS? Because remember, ISIS doesn't like a lot of other Muslims. What if we asked Muslims to get together and we helped Muslims and we all defeated ISIS together? What do you think?
That would be a good consequence, but then wouldn't they fight us?
Why would the Muslims fight us? They like us. Like, we're not doing anything wrong. We're trying to live. They're trying to live. Everybody's just trying to live their life.
Not ISIS. They're trying to kill our lives.
ISIS is, but what if everybody else got together to defeat ISIS?
All the countries. Mm-hmm. ISIS would be on their own. I wonder, what about all the countries that we fought in World War II helped us?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Italy helped us, France helped us,
mm-hmm.
Great Britain helped us, mm-hmm. America, like us, are not right now, mm-hmm. Muslims, Jewish people.
Okay, I have to take a bathroom break. Would you like to keep talking to the audience? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
And then, so like Jewish people help. And then we have Muslims. And then we have Japan, North Korea, South Korea, and all the countries that helped us or didn't help us to kill ISIS, the population of ISIS. I'll be right back.
All right, and of course I have to say it, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund and paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Have a good one.